All right, gang, Tuesday, let's do it. That means another daily podcast. I'm here. It's Dave. It's the John DeBella Show, the daily podcast. One per day keeps the boredom away. That old saying. Yes, it holds true, at least as far as ours is concerned. Today, we talked about Steve's softball stardom yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. A new beer is being banned down in one of the Carolinas for its naughty theme, and we had some smooth excitement. Well, Steve and I did, at least. IHOP is back with another gimmick, this time involving something near and dear to my heart. Mullet Man made an appearance. We played The Prime is Right and had another edition of Classic Rock Lifeboat. This time we packed it with drummers who would get tossed into the water. Well, that was up to you. Find out about that and all the other stuff I just mentioned. It's right here for you. It is the Daily Podcast.
How's everything going for you, Mr. 3000?
Oh, my God. It was so cool. It was awesome.
Mr. 3000.
So Mr. 3000. Yeah. Yeah.
I played in the PAL media game last night, PAL night at the Phillies, and it was so cool. It was so cool.
You had a great night for it.
Oh, my God.
How'd you do?
Did you rep us? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You held it down for the JDB show?
Guys, oh, yeah. I don't want to brag. It was just me and a bunch of other
clubs
from the media playing softball.
You're on John Brazier's turf doing this.
Right, right,
it's the opposite of when
actually,
he comes in here.
So Brazier was there, and I said to him, I said, John, you want me to hit the Nemours sign, or should I hit the Jefferson Health sign? and he wanted me to. We had a bet that if I got anything less than a double, we would play it straight next time he's in.
Dude.
Unbeknownst to him that if I didn't, we were just going to find something that I don't know, and will ask me the questions. Yeah, John, no problem. Don't worry, we're not going to ask you questions.
So what happened first at bat? What'd you do?
Grounded into a fielder's
crease. Dude.
Short.
Then what? Did you get up again?
I did. I yelled to John, I said, double or nothing from first base, and then I tripled.
Nice.
Tripled.
Nice.
Tripled, tripled in Citizens Bank Park.
For that ball.
Damn.
Right, guys, listen, I held it down. I played short. It was really cool.
Now, was that a real triple or was that like a really bad, outfielder triple?
So,
it was two overthrows.
No, stop. Shut up. There's not. There's four outfielders in softball. I hit the ball dead center and I split the right center, left center fielder.
Wow.
By the way, real quick, we played 90-foot bases. I haven't run 90-foot bases in a long time.
Send us a video.
That bad boy out.
Steve just got his breath back about
triple,
5 minutes ago.
Triple John.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Other things in mind, something probably after your game last night, something that you did was walk into the stands, have yourself a nice cold beer. Did that happen?
Yes.
How surprising, after seeing the photo of the back of his car when he went down the shore.
Oh, God.
Senior week, you mean?
It was senior week. Yeah. Yeah, it looked like you coined that so right when he sent that shot out. It was like, I can't see out the window. Why? All beer.
Yeah, cases.
Right? There is a beer controversy going on in North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
It seems that there is a company in Utah, the Wasatch Brewery, that filed a request to sell their polygamy porter in North Carolina.
Like it.
And North Carolina says they will not sell it because polygamy is against the law in North Carolina.
Seriously?
Yes.
Right,
because of their liquor control boards will not give them approval. It's on sale in 20 states across the country.
Ours were tough. Is it on sale in Utah? I mean, it should be on
sale
in Utah.
Yeah, it's on sale in Utah.
But come on, North Carolina.
Maybe not Salt Lake City, but in Utah
If it was named Sister Love and Lager, they'd be like, yes. Sell it now.
Feed that to me. Wow.
Right. Screw your cousin Port. right. But, I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. They say representing something illegal is undignified and in bad taste. You do realize you live in North Carolina.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
we were raising questions about the big poster in the studio yesterday. Yep. The big poster is still here, and I'm just realizing that half of that big poster is about the Classic Rock Cookout.
Yep.
That's the ZZ Top Cheap Trick show. You know, and I'm sitting here looking at it. Why would they? There are shows. That's why they're here. That's what happens with a 2-week vacation. You know, well, as the summer comes to an end, we're putting together this summer soiree where you'll just get two of the best classic rock bands that you could ever be. Both of these shows, you think about it, Santana and the Doobie Brothers, and then, of course, you know, we've got, you know, ZZ Top and Cheap Trick. What great shows.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
These are really going to turn out to be great. Tickets are available both through Ticketmaster. What was it?
I can't wait for the shows, especially when Rob Thomas comes out with Santana.
Rob Thomas is not coming out. It's not happening.
John, it's a hot one, and we're going to celebrate that fact.
Would you explain this to them? Would you explain this to them, Cindy? Right, there is no Rob Thomas. That was a one-time thing. It's over.
Okay, there's no Rob Thomas, dudes.
I guarantee you he opens.
Dudes.
Cowabunga. Get out your anchovy pizza. Cindy's here.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Dave.
Yeah.
I've got breaking news for you this morning.
Oh, no. What happened now in the Bond universe?
No. It's not Bond stuff. Oh, okay. It's not Bond stuff. It's a money issue. And okay. If there's anybody who wants to take advantage of a good money issue,
yes.
It's our own Dave Gibson, Cindy.
Damn right.
All right. IHOP is celebrating their birthday today by selling 58-cent short stacks.
Oh, good God.
All right. So how many of those?
58 cents?
58 cents. Yep. Right, because
two pancakes for 58 cents.
I think there's more, isn't there?
Is there more?
There's three in a short stack.
I'm not a big pancake order, but they are delicious.
Yeah, 58 cents for three pancakes.
Wow.
Right, because they were founded in 1958.
Okay, right, so,
interesting.
And, you know, and if anybody likes a bargain, it's Dave.
Oh, yeah.
How many pancakes could you eat? How many short stacks could you go through?
Is that like the full size, like almost plate size pancakes?
No, I don't think so. It's the side pancakes.
Like,
if you get eggs in a short stack. Right, you get like these three smaller pancakes, not the massive ones, but I would say they're normal.
Pancakes
size.
Only, I could probably put away a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I smell a challenge.
Dude, bring it on, man. 58 cents, we got petty cash for that, I think.
It's possible.
I don't want to get crazy now, but.
Come on, Perry, sing us about breakfast.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, can't wait to get a mouth waffle.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
You know, Cindy, you're the only one who really knows me during my mullet years.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right. And it's very, you know, had I been in Australia at that time, it's possible that I could be arrested as this person, with the exception of, a couple of tattoos. There is a guy in Australia that they are looking for, a criminal named Mullet Man. That's what they call him, right? He has a severely receding hairline, beginning to see the severely receding hairline with a dashing mullet draping down his back. And he also has a lovely array of facial tattoos.
Oh, beautiful.
See, that's where I would say, no, facial tattoos. It's not.
You're
sorry,
in the clear,
sir, it's
John.
Not me.
Yeah.
They say things like, never take my soul and death before dishonor. Those are on his face. And he's wanted for lifting $500 worth of sex toys from a local sex shop, a couple of cars, a mobile phone store hit, and most notably, a couple of lollipops from a convenience store.
Ew.
Who puts that on the list? Who puts that? This guy is he's doing all these robberies and he stole two lollipops. Well, make sure that my lollipops get on there. Right, you know, which is the worst Australian accent ever.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what's even worse is what he was planning to do with those lollipops. I don't want to know. Stay away from my kid, Skullet Man. What's his name?
Mullet Man.
Oh, Mullet Man.
Mullet
Sorry.
Man. I would be Skullet Man.
Yes, you were. And we thank you for that.
I wasn't. I had hair there then.
Don't make me dig up those pics before Throwback Thursday.
There are photos.
Yeah.
It's receding. Look
don't,
at the look
I'll
at the
dig
cover,
them up.
Look at the cover of the Zoo album. I'm telling you, I know what it looked like. Right? Believe me, I watched it disappear starting at 14.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
We're getting ready to play what we're calling Amazon Prime Day, Price is Right. What we want you to do is give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and we'll give you an Amazon item, something that's up for sale at Amazon. We'll give you the normal price, and then you've got to figure out the Prime Day price, and the listener who does not go over the actual price, comes closest to the actual retail price without going over, will get as many tickets as they would like to the new Once Upon a Time in Hollywood premiere that's coming up this Tuesday at the Philadelphia Film Center. That's the one on Chestnut Street, just off of Broad.
Oh, nice.
Okay, all right. Yeah, beautiful space. Yep. All right. So right now, 215-263-WMGK. And while we're waiting for you to get on the line, let me tell you that it is Rolling Stones Week here at MGK. Of course, they're going to be playing Lincoln Financial Field on the 23rd. That's this coming Tuesday. And all week long, you could be listening to us to pick up on all kinds of things. Like, Debbie's going to have Stones tickets tomorrow. We're going to have some on Friday, so I'm going to assume that means Andre's got some on Thursday. All right, so we'll have tickets. Throughout the weekend, we're going to be playing Block to the Stones, and we've got a new one-hour Rolling Stones radio special that the H-Man, our own Tony Harris,
I love his specials,
is going to be hosting. So and tune in throughout the weekend, because along with concert coverage, there's going to be a whole bunch of surprises that are going to be happening. So it's all coming to you from your station for the Stones, and of course, that's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. How are we doing here, Steve? We actually have people.
We're having
a computer problem. So all right.
Cindy is on line one, and Bill is on line two.
All right. So let me get Cindy there. All right, how you doing, Cindy?
Hi, I'm doing well.
All right, and let me get. Let's see. We got to get
Bill
locked in. Bill on two. Hey, Bill, you there?
I am here.
Okay. All right, guys. Now, do you understand how this works?
I think so.
You think so? All right, well, let me explain it to you again, all right? We'll give you the actual price of something that sells for it. Whoever's got their radio on, please shut it off, all right? We'll give you the actual price for what something is selling for on Amazon, all right? And then you've got to guess what the Amazon Day Prime price is, all right? Because they've lowered their prices because it's Prime Day. For some reason, Prime Day is 2 days long. We haven't been able to figure that out.
Because it's amazing.
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or is it because Jeff Bezos has bought the calendar?
Whatever.
So Cindy, Steve, what are we going to go with today?
All right. First one we're going to go with today, the Amazon Echo second generation. Now, the normal listed price for that is $99.99.
So, Cindy, what do you think the Prime Day price is? Without going over, what do you think it is?
How about $49.95?
$49.95. And, Bill, what are you going to say?
$69.65.
Nice. Now, Bill, how many tickets to this movie would you like to have?
Six.
Six tickets. And, Cindy, what about yourself? How many would you like?
Seven.
100%. Seven tickets. You want seven tickets? Why don't you take eight? Let them find a date. Okay. So it's eight tickets for you, seven for him. I got to tell you something, Cindy. Actual Prime Day price of the Amazon Echo second generation, $49.99.
Wow.
You missed it by a nickel.
So good.
You have got yourself eight tickets for Amazon for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This is so confusing, folks, because we're working with broken equipment
today.
Yeah,
it's a real pain in the butt.
So, Bill, thank you so much. We're going to have to let you go, and we will put Cindy on hold and move on to our next couple of listeners, and that would be, Kathy? I have no idea who
this is. All right, so Kathy is on line three.
No, there's nobody on line three.
We dropped her.
Oh, that's Joe. So Kathy hung up, and then Howard. So Joe's on line right now.
All right,
Hi, Joe.
Hi,
good morning.
Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
And Howard's on line five.
And
Hi,
Howard's
Howard.
On line five. Hi, Howard.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right. Now, Dave, give us a product, because I'm sure that these two know. Well, Howard, how many tickets to the show do you want? How many tickets to the movie do you want?
Eight.
Okay. Eight could be coming your way. And who's our other guy?
Howard.
I just spoke to Howard.
Oh, Joe.
Joe?
Oh, you not see anything on your screen?
No, I don't see anything on my screen.
Oh, then you might as well stop typing, Steve.
All right. So, Joe, how many tickets do you want?
How about five?
Five? Another person with an odd number of tickets. Okay, fine.
Right.
Give it to him, Steve. Dave?
Yeah. Two older sounding dudes, so I'm going to give them a prime gift that would seem fitting. The dad favorite sneaker, Nike Men's Air Monarch 4 Cross Trainers, right. Every dad's favorite. Normal price.
I thought those were the New Balance Bobs.
You can go newbies if you want.
Because I always thought it was the 606s, the New Balance 606s.
Listen, both are great dad choices. The normal price is $65 for the Air Monarch 4s. The Prime Day price, Joe, what do you think?
$39.99.
And what are you going to say, Howard?
$29.99.
The actual retail price, the Prime Day price, is $54.98, which means, once again,
Joe got it.
We've got a winner. Joe has it, and we've had it
because
the equipment is just fighting us too much. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Yeah, I'm going to be banging on someone's head before this day is out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, we're going to do something we haven't done in a while, which is the Classic Rock Lifeboat. This is where we take four Classic Rock musicians.
Sure.
Put them on a lifeboat, and it's your decision, because the lifeboat really only holds three, right? And one of them's got to be kicked off. Which one will it be? On the boat this morning, we have Stuart Copeland, because it is his birthday, Alex Van Halen, Phil Collins, and Joey Kramer from Aerosmith. So, Dave, who are you going to go with? If you're going to kick someone off of there, all right, and this is the way it'll work, we'll text one for Stuart, two for Alex Van Halen, three for Phil Collins, and four for Joey Kramer to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. And if you are in the group that ends up being the largest group, the largest number, end up being in the group of the drummer that gets kicked off, we'll give you a four-pack of tickets for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the premiere of that movie next Tuesday. So who are you going with?
Now, I know most people are probably thinking, okay, Dave's the drum douche. He's going to give a big breakdown of all their syncopation and, you know, chops and talent. No, I'm just going strictly on surface, shallow reasons. Stuart Copeland, dad in the CIA. You're going to get saved if he's on the boat with you.
Uh-huh.
Phil Collins, he's Mr. Disney. He's the protagonist. There's no way you're making it out or not making it out with him. He's Mr. Disney. It's going to be a happy ending.
Here. All right.
Joey Kramer, I want him on my boat just for the mere fact that he'll have coffee with him.
Okay.
And Alex Van Halen, he looks like the guy on Survivor that you just cannot trust. Get off my boat.
Really?
Yes.
We had to go through all of that just for that?
All right.
Yeah. Just I wrote it down. Really? I'm going to share it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dave's going with Alex Van Halen. If you agree with Dave, text 2 to MGK, MGK. Where are you going?
How does Stuart spell his name? Is it S-T-U-A-R-T?
No, it's S-T-E-W. S-T-E-W.
I like Stu, and he can stay.
He can stay.
All right. So Jerry Kramer's out.
Okay.
There.
So Joey
Bang.
Kramer's out.
Yeah, there's my math. I enjoy eating stew. He spells it S-T-E-W. He can stay. Bye, Joey.
That is the weirdest math I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know what, John? It was quick, though.
It's Steven with a P-H math.
All right. Well, if you agree with Steve, right, text 4 to MGK, MGK. Stuart Copeland's 1, Alex Van Halen's 2, Phil Collins 3, Joey Kramer 4. See, I think just out of rock and roll respect, and because he is so famous, Phil, no one's going to pick Phil Collins. Phil Collins is not going off the boat. All right, Stuart Copeland, it's his birthday. No one's kicking him off. Right, Alex Van Halen is like, he's part of Van Halen. No one's kicking him off. They're kicking off Joey Kramer. I gotta agree with Steve, and it's very, very hard to do, right? But I've gotta agree with Steve, right? Joey Kramer's the one that's gonna go because, right, basically he doesn't have that sort of cred that the other three do. The other three are always up out front, and Joey Kramer's just doing his job being a damn good drummer.
Yeah.
So I think that's who ends up off the boat.
Okay.
So if you agree with Steve and I, text 4 to MGK, MGK. Once again, Stuart Copeland, right, Alex Van Halen, Phil Collins, Joey Kramer. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Text your number to MGK, MGK, 645, 645, and we'll see who's getting kicked off the lifeboat. Votes are in, ladies and gentlemen. And it seems that Joey Kramer is going to have to dream on.
Oh, no.
Joey Kramer is off the boat. Splash. They've kicked him off the lifeboat. Find somebody on that list. Give them a four-pack of passes for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I know who it is! I know who the monster is! All right, let's hear it.
What are you waiting for?
Well, come on.
Who is it? Tell us.
It's John DeBella.
It is so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's the one.
I am.
102.9.
Yeah.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.